seems like it's a little bit smaller for some reason today. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but you guys having a good day so far? All right, that's good. It's nice and warm out there, isn't it? You guys like warm weather? All right, well, this morning, honestly, I feel pretty unfinished with this whole children's lesson. I didn't have but a couple days to figure something out. I can't think as quick as Nate can doing it overnight, but I need at least a week, Matt, so just remember that. But no, I was trying to think the past couple days of something what to share, and I couldn't think of anything. I tried thinking of an object lesson because I figured you guys probably like those better than anything, because it's a little more exciting, gives you something to actually watch rather than just hearing somebody talk for 10 minutes. But I couldn't think of anything, and what I kept going back to, I was tedding hay yesterday and sitting in the tractor for several hours. I just kept thinking something I could share about, and I kept going back to just thinking of kind of being yourself, being who God created you. And it kind of, went along with being like envious. Like, that was the one word that could kind of fit it the best, I think. But I was just thinking, like, if you guys are, like, happy with who you are, you know? Like, for me, growing up, I always had big dreams of wanting to be a bull rider. I don't know why. On Sunday afternoons, we'd get home from church, and I would always get to watch an hour of bull riding. Professional bull riders, it was the best thing to watch. These guys would, they get out in the arena and their big baggy chaps are flopping around their legs, and it was the coolest thing. They're all colorful and shiny, and getting to ride these big bulls. I was like, man, that's going to be me one day. And I thought it was just the neatest thing. But I also, when I was growing up, I was under the impression that I was going to be 6'6 and 250 pounds and just this big guy. But I came in about 100 pounds and 12 inches shy of that. Like, I'm not that big whatsoever. But it was, it's who I am. I can't help it. It's what God made me. Same thing with you guys, you know. You guys have your own look, you have your own personality, and it's who you are. It's something that God made you. I think for me, I feel like if you think that maybe you're ugly or that God didn't create you how you wanted to be, I feel like that's kind of in a way saying that God messed up on you, and that's not true because he doesn't make mistakes. So you guys are exactly how you were supposed to be. For me, I could go on for that for quite some time. You know, looking at me compared to the rest of my brothers, I have three older brothers, and I was always the little guy. They were my oldest brother. He's roughly about 5 inches taller than me, and I remember growing up, everybody would look at me and they would say, oh man, you look just like your brother. You're going to be just like him one day. You act the same, you talk the same, you look just like him. And so that made me all excited because, well, he was big, he was built, he was tall. I'm like, oh yes, I'm going to be just like that. And I'm not. I'm short. And I'm the only one of my brothers that has blonde hair. All the rest of them have dark hair. And I just looked at that and I was like, well, I wanted black hair. But I mean, can you picture me with black hair? I probably wouldn't look very, I don't think I'd look good with it. But it's what I wanted. I don't know. Like I said, I don't feel very finished with the whole children's lesson. I wasn't quite 100% sure how to go with it. But you guys are the same way. Gabe, I see you have glasses. I never saw you had glasses before. When did you get those? Okay. Yeah, well, I don't think I've ever seen them. But, you know, you have glasses. Like, it's something that, you know, that's just you. Nobody here is going to make fun of you. It's like, I don't know, I'm kind of running out of things here to say, but, and then it kind of, the reason I kind of thought it went along with being envious was like, maybe maybe somebody looks at Gabe and says, hey, I want glasses, and they don't need them because their eyes are fine, you know? Like, you shouldn't want what other people have. You shouldn't want to be somebody who you're not, you know? Like me wanting to be a bull rider, that was, I mean, not even an option for me. Like, that was, we didn't grow up around that stuff, and it just, yeah, it didn't happen. I still think it'd be kind of fun to try and ride one, but it's probably never going to happen for me. But, yeah, you are who God created you. Going back to my brothers, I was always the little spindly guy, the little arms, and I was always just this tiny, somebody look at James, and my brother James, he was always built, you know, he was the type of guy that people would look at and they wouldn't really want to mess with him. But then they look at me and it's like, oh, look at his little brother, you know. I was always the one that could get picked on the most. But yeah, I don't know. It's just who you are, and just be who you truly are. Be who God created you. Don't try to be someone else. Just a little encouragement. I don't know. I try to be who I am. I've just come to accept the fact that I'm probably not getting any taller, and yeah, it is what it is. But it's just life. It's how God created you. So, I think, honestly, it wasn't very long, but I think that was pretty well all I had. Maybe we'll have a little prayer, and then you guys can go back to your seat. So, yes, Father, we bow before you here, Lord, this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given us, for allowing us, Lord, to have the breath of life again today, Lord. Allowing to see the sun come up again, Lord, and giving us this beautiful sunshine, Lord, and the warm summer weather, Lord. I pray that you would just continue to bless us, Lord, throughout the day, Lord. Bless Brother Paul, Lord, as he comes up to share, Lord. Let us have open hearts and minds, Lord, to take in the word what we need to hear, Lord. I pray that you would just bless the remainder of this day, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.